I wish you'd stop playing that rubbish, Sheila.
That rubbish made us international superstars.
It made us one-hit wonders.
Two-hit wonders, if you don't mind.
Only because they reissued it 30 years on.
It still made us celebrities, Tommy.
Yeah, in Jersey. Big deal.
God knows why we went there. Small island, small mines.
Big savings on booze and fags.
Now we've got away at last. What's the point of being international stars if you can't have the freedom to live where you want?
Yeah. So how come we've ended up in Hammersmith?
Don't give your love to someone while I'm away.
Want you to think about me each night and day.
And when I come home
after being gone so long,
we want it to be like they've never been gone.
Like They've Never Been Gone, starring Roy Hudd and June Whitfield.
Bring in your dirty things out, will you?
Oh, no, no, Hetty, you'll do that. And you've not eaten your old bran, Master Murray.
Oh, Murray, you knew it would bring on your irritable bowel. You'd be rumbling all through the morning.
This is suitable conversation for the breakfast table, isn't it?
If you want anything else, you can get it yourselves.
Full of the joys of spring, I see, Hetty.
I don't want to talk about it.
Good. Close the door on your way out, will you?
Honestly, you'd think I was a flipping Filipino.
What's up with her?
Oh, she didn't seem any different from usual to me.
Maybe it's woman's problems.
You mean she's just discovered she is one? Pass us a paper, will you, Shu? That's if you don't want it.
Lord, I don't have time for that kind of thing. I'm knitting my squares.
Knitting squares?
Don't ask.
I must go and get ready. I've got to be at my desk before Elstein returns for his coffin.
You got your garlic, son?
I had moule marinara last night. What do you think?
Oh, my God. No wonder Kevin left you. Go on.
Thanks, Dad. Your sensitivity's an example to us all.
Well, would you credit it? Well, would you credit it?
Would I credit what?
Oh, well, if you're not interested.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I see.
Are your dentures giving you trouble again, Tommy?
No, my ruddy dentures are not.
Only you know what the dentist said. If you will insist on brown sauce with everything.
It lubricates them.
It dissolves them.
There's nothing wrong with my teeth, woman.
Well, suit yourself.
This is what it's like, isn't it, eh? Trying to have an intelligent conversation with you. Here we are, semi-retired, a few bob in the bank, supposed to be each other's comfort and joy, and you're too busy knitting those bloody squares to even listen to me.
Sorry, darling, what did you say? It's very therapeutic, as it happens. Better than smoking fags all day like you do. And it's for a good cause.
What good cause?
These squares are sewn together for blankets, and then the Salvation Army sends them to the homeless.
Poor devils, haven't they suffered enough?
What do you mean?
Well, pink and crimson blankets. Looks like a tart's boudoir. So I'm told.
The underprivileged like nice bright colours. It cheers them up.
Oh, yes, I can just see it, can't you? I've lost my job, my home, my family. The dog's chewed me big issue. But never mind, I've got a pink and crimson blanket. I feel a lot better now.
It's all Lewis's idea, anyhow.
Elstein, I might have known.
He wants to reposition my image for the caring, sharing 90s.
To what?
To reposition my image. After all, in a way, we started it right back in the 60s.
Why can't the world love like you and me?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we really do care. What's next? One of these AIDS galas, I suppose.
Oh, no, AIDS is so passé. And anyway, the red ribbons clash with my lipstick.
So funny, isn't it, how diseases go in and out of fashion? I wonder when dandruff's going to get its turn.
Why don't you just shut your fat gob and let me get on with my knitting?
Get on with it. It's taken you a week to do three rows.
That is because you keep interrupting me. And anyway, Hetty is churning them out.
Hetty? Well, Hetty's involved as well.
That's where I got the idea from. Hetty started it, doing it for Polish refugees in the 40s. You know, her young man she's always talking about.
Oh, thank God for that. For a moment, I thought she decided to reposition her image and all. Take more than a few knitted squares to make her seem caring and sharing, I tell you.
Oh, Tommy, that is unfair. She was a nurse during the war.
Yeah, only because they kicked her out of the Gestapo for cruelty.
And when Lewis started leaking stories to the press about my devoted work for charity, he somehow managed to give the impression that I had been making these ruddy blankets. So now I've got to make it look as if I have. It's such a bind.
Oh, I know. It's not easy being the Mother Teresa of Hammersmith, is it?
West Knightsbridge. Oh, now, look what you've gone and made me do. I've dropped a blooming stitch.
Yes, along with your accent, darling.
What was it you wanted to talk to me about, Tommy?
Well, oh, right, yeah, look, this here. There's a bit in the paper about Merv Foster, the band leader.
Merv the Perv?
Yeah. That was never proved, Sheila. It was his word against the Gerbils.
Him anyway.
Well, apparently he's got an MBE.
What? For his services to the brewing industry, I presume.
Well, it couldn't be for services to music, could it? That's for sure. He thought a semi-quaver was a half a potato snack. The point is, why him and not me?
How long have you got?
Well, you know, I think I might just give him a ring. Find out what he did to get it. Now, where's that address book?
He may not want to speak to riffraff like you anymore.
Hey, well, old Merv, of course he'll talk to me. No side to our Merv, mate. He's one of the lads. Merv, is that you?
This is Mervyn Foster, MBE. Yes?
Merv, it's your old mate, Tommy Franklin. How you doing?
Hetty?
What is it?
Can you turn off that flaming Hoover?
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you above that flaming Hoover. So, what do you want?
I just came to ask if you were all right.
Oh, fat lot you care, as long as you get your breakfast, eh?
Well, yeah, yes, I know it must sometimes seem that way, but I'd like to think there's more between us than just a master-employee relationship.
Oh.
I mean, I've always thought of you as one of my closest friends.
You don't want to borrow money again, do you?
Of course not. Well, since you ask.
Typical.
No, Hetty, forget I said that. I want to know what's upsetting you.
Yeah, well, look, if you really want to...
I do.
It's this.
Ah, yes. Cheers magazine.
Yeah.
I must admit, it makes me feel pretty nauseous.
Look, it's what's in it. Look, top stars, secret charity work. I don't want to talk about it, says Sheila Parr.
I'm not surprised. There's nothing to talk about.
No, but the trouble is she goes on to not talk about it in minute detail for 5 pages. Oh, look, Murray, look at the photo.
Sheila in front of one of the many blankets she knits for the needy. Yeah. That's your room, isn't it, Hetty?
Yeah, and it's my blanket. I knitted every square.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to understand. Have you talked to Mum about it?
Oh, she says the photographer reckoned the light was better in my room, and then the journalist, he just got hold of the wrong end of the stick.
Well, you shouldn't be too surprised, Hetty. We live in a promocracy. It's not how good you are anymore. It's how good your PR is.
Yeah, but I just thought that when it came to the crunch, she wouldn't let me down like that.
I think that's what's called the triumph of hope over experience.
Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
I mean, I love her very dearly. She's almost like a mother to me in some ways. But she really can be a scheming cow, can't she?
No, Murray, now. I won't have you talking about your own mother just like that. No. Who got up to you in the middle of the night, eh? Who changed your nappies for you? Who got you dressed every morning?
Well, you did, Hetty.
Oh,
So, little Tommy wants Uncle Lewis to get him a nice MBE, eh?
I don't see why not.
This is the same Tommy Franklin who despises hype, who refuses to turn up to awards ceremonies, who turned down the Royal Variety performance because he wanted to watch the darts on telly.
Well, a man can change.
Yeah, I suppose so. It's just such a dramatic turnabout, that's all. In theory, Tommy, I'm not against it. In fact, it would fit in rather nicely with what we're trying to do for Sheila at the moment.
And you reckon you could swing it for me?
A bit of lobbying in the right places, a hint dropped here.
A tenner dropped there.
Well, yes, donations to party funds always help to oil the wheels in these matters.
Oh, yeah.
Fortunately, the Elstein organization has always been noted as a generous benefactor.
Not by its artistes, it hasn't.
By important people, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, well, I must say this has come as something of a surprise, you know. I mean, I didn't realise you were a political animal.
Oh, yes, I've always been a very committed and loyal supporter.
Of who?
Of whoever's in power at the time, of course. But coming back to you, I mean, it does represent an awful lot of commitment and time by the Elstein organisation for an artist who, how shall I put it, only works when he feels like it. I think you know what I'm saying.
All right, all right. I'll do another Domestos ad here.
Splendid.
But I'll tell you something. I'm not going to be a germ this time. I want top billing, mate.
If I remember, that's the line scale stain round the rim. I'll get Murray onto it.
So, look, what do I have to do?
Well, you dress up in an off-white rubber jumpsuit and you sort of...
No. Look, what do I have to do to get my gong?
Well, let me see now. Many and varied are the paths to ennoblement in cool Britannia. You can get an MBE for being a long-serving postmistress in Cumbria, licking stamps for 40 years.
Yeah, well, that's out on grounds of gender, longevity and geographical location.
Or for being a party activist, licking envelopes for 40 years.
Next.
Being a humble backbencher, loyally supporting your leader. I don't have to tell you what you're expected to lick for 40 years in that case. I think your best bet is to be a celebrity supporter.
Celebrity supporter?
Oh, yes, they're very big on that. You can be a new convert to the cause.
Yeah?
We've got just 2 weeks to swing this, Tommy, so you'd better be prepared to put some work in.
But the honours list isn't for months yet.
Well, the submission list is signed and sealed ages before that. Gives the spooks time to check everybody out. Oh.
Mr. Elstein, I wonder if I could... Oh, hello, Dad. What are you doing here?
Oh, it's just a business matter I had to discuss, sir. Nothing you need bother about, son.
Business matter? I'm supposed to represent you.
Oh, come on, Murray, let's not get precious. I like to think all my artists can come to me if they don't feel they're getting a square deal from my junior staff.
What exactly are we talking about?
The bleach campaign.
Yes, that's right. Dad said that in no circumstances would he have anything to do with it.
Really? Strangely, he just asked me to give them a ring.
Dad?
Well, it's not like that, Murray. You see...
Yeah, it's all I see, all right. Thanks a bundle, Dad.
The Labour Party? Well, you're not signing up with that bunch of scruff bags, Tommy. Some of them wear suede shoes.
It's worth it, girl. Can't you just see it, eh? Sir Tommy Franklin.
Oh, honestly, you'd do anything for your own personal... agrandissement, wouldn't you?
And Lady Sheila Parr.
So how do you join?
I don't know, I suppose as a celebrity supporter.
Oh, hark at Mr. Showbiz.
As a celebrity supporter, I should go right to the top. Now, what was the leader's name now?
David Beckham.
Oh, Hetty.
Yeah, what is it?
Who's the leader of the Labour Party now?
Nye Bevan.
Thank you, Mrs. Finger on the pulse of current affairs.
Well, I've no interest in politics, you know
that's
that.
That's nothing to be proud of, Hetty. People have died in the cause of universal suffrage.
People have died in the cause of Belgium, but it doesn't make it interesting, does it?
It's all my old dad's fault.
Your father's?
Yes, it all started.
Oh, God, dear, oh, dear, wait a minute. I think we're in for another episode of Hetty, the True Story. Also known as the Lack of Foresight Saga.
All started like...
Hang on, where's that
with...
harp? Ah, oh, here we are. Go on, then.
It all started when I was getting ready to vote in my first ever election. I was just 22.
When dinosaurs roamed the earth.
And Dad dragged Mum and me off to the pub and he said we had to talk seriously before I undertook such a weighty matter.
Quite right.
And then Daddy sat us all down, got us a drink and said, Hetty, I always vote Labour and your mother always votes Conservative.
Yes. Yes.
That's what I said. Yes, I said.
Oh, Gordon Bennett.
And Dad said, so all you have to do is agree to be a Liberal and none of us need ever bother voting again. So I did, and we didn't.
Fascinating.
Oh, hello, Murray, darling. Give Mummy a kiss. Mm.
Mind if I watch the telly?
Oh, must you, Bunny? There's so much sex on it these days. Don't they think we get enough of that sort of thing in real life?
You speak for yourself.
Oh, well, I might as well go to bed then.
I wonder what's the matter with him.
Well, I'm sure I don't know.
It'll be his bowels again. Well, I told him he should have eaten his old bran.
Oh, that's better.
So, Tommy, are you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
You know. What is going on between you and Murray?
Nothing. You heard, Hetty. It's his irritating bowel, isn't it?
Irritable, as well you know. And it's more than that. He hasn't been so sulky since you stopped him playing with dolls.
Yeah. Well, I'm damned if I know what the matter is.
You know, people say that I am ruthlessly ambitious.
Do they, darling?
They say I'd sell my own grandmother to get on.
Well, I'd take it if you get a decent offer. You've been dead 40 years.
But you know, the one thing I care about even more than my career, don't you?
It isn't me, is it?
Yes.
Oh, silly darling.
Yes, it isn't you. Oh. It's Murray.
Murray.
And if you've done anything to upset him...
Well, the thing is, Sheila... Well, it was Elstein's fault, really. What happened was...
So you see, Murray, Daddy wasn't meaning to cut across you by going to Mr. Elstein.
Of course not, son. You know I'd never do that.
He was just being a selfish, unthinking git, as usual.
Thank you, Sheila. Very nicely put.
The trouble is, Mum, you know that, and I know that, but does Elstein? You know how he loves playing these power games?
Well, when it comes down to it, I'm not too bad at that sort of thing myself. We'll just have to make sure he knows where the power really lies, won't we?
Who is it?
Sheila, Lewis, I need to see you for a moment.
Hang on. You know my door's always open.
Yes.
What can I do for you?
Can't you guess?
Oh, Sheila, I knew you'd come to me eventually. I don't know how long I've dreamt of this moment.
Yes. Perhaps if we could have a cup of coffee first.
Oh, yes, yes, of course, sorry. Beryl, could you send out for some coffee, please?
Certainly, Mr. Elstein.
Perhaps we could have a little chat-yet about Murray while we're waiting.
Murray? Oh, yes, of course, a fine boy. You know I feel like a father to him.
You should be so lucky.
Pardon?
I said... He should be so lucky to work for someone as supportive and helpful as you.
Well, yes.
The only thing is, there seems to have been something of a misunderstanding over this bleach commercial of Tommy's.
Really?
Well, Murray seems to think, silly boy, that you went over his head.
No! No, 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 no.
I'll take that as a no, shall I?
The dear boy's got it completely wrong. He did all the spade work. I just dotted the I's and crossed the T's. A fine piece of work by the boy.
Well, perhaps you'd better tell him.
Yes, of course.
While we're waiting for the coffee, you could give him a ring.
Oh, no, no, that won't be necessary, Sheila. I'll sort it out at one of our regular feedback sessions.
Oh, dear, I think I'd better be going.
No, Sheila, please.
Dear, dear Lewis, you do get worked up, don't you?
It can't be good for your health. Why don't I give your shoulders a little rub?
Oh, yes. Oh, that's wonderful. Oh, Sheila.
The phone's over there.
Yes, of course. Murray, buddy, how's it hanging? Oh, just a bit lower. Oh, that's good. Listen, pal, I just wanted to sort out that little prob we had yesterday about your father's contract. Sorry, Murray, just a twinge in my back. Ooh. The thing is, I was just tying up the loose ends and... Lower. And, lower Tommy's expectations. Oh, yes, that's it. That's it in a nutshell, really. You did all the real work and... Oh, Sheila! Sheila just thought I should let you know how much I appreciated all your hard work on this one. Must go. Bye. Oh, Sheila. Yes, Beryl, what is it?
It's Tommy Franklin, Mr. Elstein. He's most insistent he sees you.
Oh, my God. Hide.
Why?
It's Tommy, your husband. Well, he might find out about my feelings for you.
Oh, he knows all about that.
He does?
And he's very understanding about that sort of thing. As long as he knows you're acting in Murray's best interests, you will make sure of that in future, won't you?
Oh, yes, of course. Just one kiss, please, Sheila.
Mr. Elstein, what do you take me for with my husband standing outside the door?
Beryl, why don't you just ask Mr. Franklin to come and join us?
No, thanks, mate. It's much more fun listening out here.
I think I might go up to bed, Tommy. Are you coming?
No, I just want to finish this letter to the Times. Only 2 days to go.
Oh, not another one. You've sent them on average about 3 a day in the last fortnight. And they all have one thing in common.
What's that?
They haven't printed any of them.
It doesn't matter, does it? I send copies of them all to the PM's private office, just so he's up to speed on what I'm thinking, see?
I'm sure he's very grateful. What's this one on?
Education.
You don't know anything about education.
No, but fortunately neither do they, do they?
Oh, this is cosy. Mum knitting, Dad writing letters to the Times. It's like being in a George Eliot novel.
Didn't he used to play fullback for Fulham?
Excuse me. Mr. Elstein's here, madam. He says it's very urgent.
I hope you don't mind. I just had to come and see you all.
Ah, Lewis. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk to you about...
Say?
Ah, Lewis. I'm glad you're here. What's up?
Nothing. It's just that no one's ever said that to me before.
Bless him.
Sorry, I'm... filling up.
And I'm throwing up. Get on with it.
Yes. Sorry. Well, I just happen to have a close friend in, shall we say, a certain very secretive and sinister branch of the civil service.
The VAT inspectorate?
He means MI5, Tommy.
You? You know someone in MI5?
Well, yes. Julian. He was my fag at school, as it happens.
Say no more.
Well, he's let me have a privileged look at the submissions for the honours list.
Aye?
I thought you'd like to know that someone not a million miles from here is up for an MBE.
Oh, dear. You're not going to be pleased at what I've got to say
to
you.
Well, mum's the word, of course. If the press get hold of this, then they'll strike the name off their little list and pretend it was never there.
Look, Lewis, I feel really guilty about this. I mean, you worked your socks off to get me this great honour, and I've just...
It's not you, you idiot.
Not me.
Oh, then it must be me. They must have found out somehow about all my work for charity.
And you've been so reticent, haven't you?
What can I say? I don't deserve it.
Too bloody right you don't.
I'm afraid it's not you either, Sheila. It's Hetty.
Oh, do be quiet, Hetty. You sound like a donkey on heat.
Apparently someone anonymously wrote to the Honours Commission and told them all about the blankets she'd knitted for the homeless over the last 50 years. Gosh, I wonder who that was.
Yes, I wonder. Well, at least that enables me to do this with a clear conscience.
What's this, Tommy? Confetti?
Not quite, Lewis. Actually, if you can be bothered to sit down and stick all the pieces together, you'll find it's my contract from Domestos. And if you ever try to come between father and son again... Are you listening, Lewis?
Oh, sorry, are you talking to me?
Yes, of course I'm talking to you. Lewis. That's your name, isn't it, eh? Earth to Lewis, are you receiving me?
Oh, that'll be it.
What'll be it?
It's, Sir Lewis, actually, or will be soon enough.
Oh, what?
You may as well get used to using it now.
Good night, Tommy.
No.
Should I turn the light out?
Aye?
A penny for them.
What?
What are you thinking about so deeply?
I don't know. I was just thinking that all of this was Elstein's fault. Getting my hopes up like that, using me to get at Murray, not to mention trying to get his evil way with you. And he ends up with a knighthood.
Yes. It's the rich what gets the pleasure.
Ain't it all a bleeding shame?
You know, I've been thinking too.
What about?
What Lewis said about what happens if the press get to hear about any of the submissions in advance.
Yeah?
Shall I?
No. Let me. Is that the Daily News? Putting it through to the gossip column, would you? Hello, mate. Never mind who I am. I was just wondering if you'd heard the news about Lewis Elstein getting a knighthood. Yes, unbelievable, isn't it?
Give it to me.
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
And apparently, some complete non-entity called Hetty Stark is getting an MBE in you.
I can't believe you did that, Cheryl.
Well, she wouldn't have wanted it anyway.
No, of course she wouldn't.
Oh, and imagine what she'd be like if we'd let it go through.
Oh, yes, she'd have us curtsying every morning, wouldn't she?
She might even expect to be paid.
I should go. You know, sometimes I can't help thinking, Cheryl.
What?
We're made for each other, you and me.
Yes. Give us a cuddle, then.
Like They've Never Been Gone starred June Whitfield and Roy Hudd with Pat Coombs, Julian Eardley and Edward Holstead. It was written by Mike Coleman and the producer was Steve Doherty.